Have you ever wondered how empowering your kids to communicate effectively could transform your relationship with them? In today's episode of Bonding Through Words, we'll explore just that. The ability for children to find their own voice and express themselves with confidence is not just a communication skill, it's a life skill. It's a way for them to navigate the world effectively and with self-assurance. And as fathers, there are specific actions we can take to nurture this capability in our children. One of the cornerstone beliefs when it comes to empowering children to express themselves is creating an environment that encourages open dialogue. It's essential for fathers to provide a safe space for their kids, where expressing thoughts, feelings, and needs is not only accepted, but encouraged. A safe space means that there's mutual respect and understanding, free from immediate judgment. By modeling this type of environment, children learn that their voice matters and that they can speak without fear of being dismissed. Active listening is another key part of enhancing a child's confidence in speaking up. When fathers genuinely listen to their kids, it validates their experiences and emotions. Active listening involves being fully present during conversations, showing interest through body language, such as nodding or making eye contact, and providing feedback that shows you understand what's being said. This practice reinforces the idea for children that their thoughts and feelings are important and worth considering. Demonstrating empathy is equally significant in validating a child's feelings. Empathy involves not just hearing what the child is saying, but also recognizing the emotions behind their words. For instance, if your child expresses frustration over a situation at school, acknowledging their feelings with statements like, "I can see why you'd feel that way," can be incredibly reassuring for them. This approach not only helps in building their confidence, but also strengthens the emotional connection between father and child. Incorporating these techniques into daily interactions is crucial for fostering effective communication. Try setting aside specific times during the day, perhaps during a commute, to talk with your children. Use this time to ask open-ended questions that encourage them to think critically and articulate their thoughts. Questions like, "What was the best part of your day?" or "How did you feel about that?" prompt children to reflect and express themselves more fully. Encouraging children to articulate their thoughts, feelings, and needs is about more than just asking questions. It's about teaching them to process their emotions and thoughts constructively. This can involve discussing the different ways to express feelings, such as through words, art, or gestures, providing them with various tools to communicate effectively. Let me share a real-life anecdote that highlights successful communication moments between fathers and their children. A father I once knew made a habit of setting aside 15 minutes every night for a talk time with his son. During these sessions, they would discuss anything on the child's mind, from school projects to friendships. Over time, this routine not only helped the son articulate his thoughts better, but also enabled him to approach complex emotions with clarity. It became a cherished daily ritual that enriched their relationship and equipped the child with strong communication skills. Long term, empowering your kids to speak with confidence provides them with significant advantages. They learn to assert themselves in various social settings, advocate for their needs, and establish healthy relationships. Moreover, the confidence gained from being able to express oneself clearly can contribute positively to a child's self-esteem and academic success. Ultimately, these skills lay a foundation for lifelong success. As we've explored today, by investing just a little time each day to nurture these skills, fathers can significantly impact their children's ability to communicate confidently. It's not about making monumental changes all at once. Rather, it's these small, consistent efforts that lead to profound transformations in communication and relationships. As you go about your day, think of ways you can encourage your kids to express themselves, starting with the very next conversation. Join us again for more practical advice to deepen the bond with your kids, right here on Bonding Through Words.